Now time for a locker room chat with Riverside girls head basketball coach Craig Burns after their quarterfinal sub-state victory over Care Paravel. And coach, you win this one 55-11 overall. You felt like your energy was back in this game.
Yes, and we talked, you know, a couple of weeks ago and in the past couple of weeks, it just seemed like our energy was kind of down. You know, I think with all those games that was canceled and playing all these games in a row, seemed like it took some of our energy out of us. So, but it was good to see that it's back. You know, you can just see how we're playing, how we're moving. And, yeah, that made me feel very good.
And, Coach, how do you feel like overall you guys did defensively? I mean, giving up 11 points is not an easy thing to do.
And that was another thing. You know, the assistant, he talked. And we was just like, okay, we have this sophomore, Trinity. She played a lot last year as a freshman. And she played a lot this year. She's our guard rotation. So we just plugged her in and we just said, hey, you know, go out there and pick them up from free throw on. And she did a great job. Sometimes she does get a little handsy. She puts her hands on. So we told her, say, hey, just stay far enough away so you won't have to touch them and foul them. Because, you know, again, we still didn't have a lot of players, but we did have 7. So that was good to see, too.
Coming up next, Coach, you guys have a Pleasant Ridge team that you beat earlier this season in the MIT. That was a final score of 56-32 on January 19th, so a lot has happened up until that point. And the Rams, they played really good against a pretty solid Oskaloosa team. They won that game 44-23. So I want to get your thoughts on just what happened last time and what are some things you're trying to replicate in order to get a win over them again here on Thursday.
Yes, well, for us, it always starts out with defensive pressure. So, you know, and there's always a concern since we lost Allie Studer. You know, she's great at on-ball pressure. I mean, and what I mean by great is that she can put pressure and without fouling. So when you can do that, man, that's tough. So playing without her, there's a concern, but we still have some people that can step in and maybe not put as much pressure, but put just as good pressure and go from there. But we worried about their inside game because they're pretty strong inside. So we're going to have to look at the video and kind of make sure that we're shoring up our post play and stuff.
So, Coach, what is it going to take for you guys to stay locked in as you guys are trying to return back to state and not overlook your opponents? Because that's got to be something that's going to be pretty difficult to do with you guys being the one seed and just trying to focus one game at a time.
Well, I think what we do is kind of easy for us as coaches to try to remind them. But when we played our first game last year, the sub-state, I mean, the team we were playing, they didn't win. They hadn't won a game. And we went at a halftime. You know, I think it was like 21-21. And then we kicked it in. But so we always remind them about that. It's like, hey, at this time of the year, you know, anybody can upset anybody. You don't know how they're playing. You don't know, you know, what type of seniors they have. Like, seniors are going to come out and play hard and play, you know, play aggressive. So we have to come out and play our game. Don't set back. You know, just because we have the number one seed at this time of the year, you can't set back for anybody. You have to go out and hopefully put it on them and, you know, put our will on them instead of them, you know, dictating what we do.
And you guys have done such a great job with that all year long. As every single time, I mean, whenever Nemaha Central's name gets thrown out there, it's always, oh, there's that matchup. But you guys continued to day in and day out get win after win after win against teams that were not Nemaha Central and able to get to those without getting what is called the trap game. You didn't really have any of that this season. And a chance to possibly replicate that here in the sub-state tournament and in state as well if you can get there, as you guys take on Pleasant Ridge on Thursday at 6 o'clock. And then the championship game, should they make it, that'll be a Saturday at 5 o'clock. Again, that's at Jefferson County North High School. Coach, thanks so much for your time today and this entire season. Really appreciate it. It's been fun just getting to do this every single week.
Yes, man. This is our last one. I always hate for this last one to come up. I mean, it's great, you know, talking to you. And love what you do, man. You do a good job. Appreciate talking to you. every week.
I appreciate that, Coach. As Craig Burns, Riverside Girls of Basketball Coach, brought to you by M. Conn of Athena and Euler Law Office.